Okay. Today is Daf Mem Vav. We are closing in on Maseches Sota. Three more days, right? Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. We are up to the Mishnah on Mem Hey and Beit. Today's shiur is sponsored by Avrumi and Chavi Khan, Le'il Nishmas, Moshe Eliezer, Ben Yamin HaKohen. Says the Mishnah, Niftaru Ziknei Yerushalayim, V'halchu Lehen, once the elders of Yerushalayim, once they do the measurement, they go back. The Sanhedrin Agadah, however many they were, Machlokas, whatever it was, however many, once they did the measurement, they go home. Now the city's Bezdin takes over. Ziknei Osoir, the city's Bezdin, the Kedim over there, Mevi'in Eglas Bakar, they bring an Egel, Ashalom Mashcha Ba'ol, that never had a yoke on it, the Ein Hamum Posalba, doesn't have a mum. I'm sorry, the fact, if it has a mum, it won't make a difference. There's no din of mum, it's not really a carbon. There's no dinam of mum. As far as I should say, it can't be missing an aver. But it could have a mum. The umodid umoridin oso lenachal eithan, they bring it down to a nachal eithan. What's eithan? Eithan kimashmo. And eithan means, like it says, what does that mean? Kasha, a hard, rocky area. Afal pisha eino eithan, even if there is no eithan, kosher, this whole procedure is still kosher. The orpin oso bekofritz miachoreha, they break the back of its neck with a hatchet. The umakoma asur milizroa, and that spot where they did this is asur forever to plant. Umilavod, and to work. Some ask, the whole Eretz Yisrael should be asur to work as a suffix. Right? We don't know if this ever happened. Now, today, in 2008, the spot's not marked anymore. So, how could you ever plant an Eretz Yisrael? So, is that like a real question? What? Let's say it's a din d'oraisa. We're going to see it's a din d'oraisa. So, it's a suffix, no? Every area, every spot in Eretz Yisrael could be a place that once had an egla rufa. So, how could we? So, they get out of that question. They get out of it. The umutu lisrok sham pishton. There are a lot of comb flax there. I'm not allowed to comb flax there. I'm not allowed to sit there. Or ulanakasham avanam. I could work on stones. I could break stones there. I just can't work in the land. I could work on the land. Zikne otsohair rochitzin esyudehen. The zikanim wash their hands. Bamayim, with water. Bemakam arifa shel egla. At the spot where this happened. Why do they wash their hands? Why do the kahanim wash their hands? So the Chizkuni says, the only reason why they wash their hands is a simon. It's a simon, my hands are clean, just like my heart is clean. Because the Kahanim are going to say, we didn't do anything wrong. It's a simon, right? Washing our hands to show that our hearts are clean. The Rav Sajigon says that it's like a preparation before vidui. Right? What do you do? Wash your hands, right? And Rabbeinu Mechai says, like Alpi Kabbalah, that we don't want Midas Hadin to affect. Look how special we are, washing our hands, being medaktik in all small mitzvot. We want the midas hadin shouldn't affect us, because look how medaktik we are. Okay, umoto lisro. I'm sorry, I said that already. V'omrim yudena lo shavchei etadam hazeh. Our hands didn't spill this blood. The elders say this. So the Mishnah says v'enenu lo ra'u. We didn't see anything. We didn't see anything happen, so the Mishnah says the Chiel Datenu also Shazik the Bez and Shavkin Damim Hain. We thought that these people are the murderers, right? The Gedolim of the city are the murderers. Ella Shaloba Al Yadenu Upatruhu. No, what they meant to say was he didn't come by us, that we were not negligent in taking care of this guy. That wasn't us. Or below Muslim without food. Can read that? You cannot read it. We're gonna have a bryce later. It's gonna say it straight out without a parentheses. We didn't see him and let him go below Leviat without escorting. Right, on the base, we're going to have a whole discussion of escorting. That wasn't our fault. That he didn't come by us. That's what they mean to say. The Hakahanim Omrim, the Kahanim say, Kaper Yilamcha Yisrael Asher Patisa Hashem. Right, he should forgive Hashem. Hashem should forgive the Am Yisrael. The Altitin Dam Naki Bekerav Avecha Yisrael. And there shouldn't be this blood over here. In Israel, lo hayitzrichim lomer v'nichbar lohem hadam. They didn't have to say that.
Ella Ruach HaKodesh Mivad Sarton Emesai Shetatzu Kocha Hadam Ischaper Lahem.
The Ruach HaKodesh would tell them how the blood could be atoned for. What does that mean? The Marsha says that through this Egla Arufa, the murderer would become revealed. Is it magic? Is it some? You don't have to say it's magic. Like the Rambam said, it was just, there's a big tumult, there's a big commotion by Egla Arufa. And that discussion will lead to the murderer. The Rodas of Menaziel did say it was something more than that. He says, amazing pasuk. It's in pasuk Perak Chaf Aleph, in Parashat Shoft, in Perak Chaf Aleph, pasuk Ches. The pasuk says, "Kaper la'amcha Yisrael asher patisa Hashem el'al titin dam daki bekerba amcha Yisrael v'nichaper lahem hadam." That's the pasuk. So the Yonas of Menaziel has four lines on that pasuk, and at the end of that, at the end he says, "Umin yad nafkin nechil demoronin migoy perasa de'eglasa." Then a bunch of worms will go out from the stomach of the egel. And they'll go to the murderer, Taman, over there. And then he'll be judged. That's Flamayla Menateva. No question about it. Flamayla Menateva. That's the entire medicine says. Yeah.
So that's a nice connection to the soap.
Right, because it's...
This way, an
Uh-huh, so he's saying, according to him, it's a good shot what's doing in this Masechta, because besides that, it's Lashon Kodesh.
Right.
To show that it's L'mayel Lamana Teva. Right, L'mayel, very nice. Okay, very good. Okay, next. Okay, so this entire Amid is all Darshan and Tukim. It's not hard, but it's just literally Darshan and Tukim. So says the Gemara, V'yehemum posel be'egla mikal v'chomer. A mum should pasel, we said it, a mum doesn't pasel on Egla Rufa. It's okay for an Egla Rufa to have a mum. It's not a problem. It's not a carbon. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, but a mum should pasel. You know why? A kavachomer from Para Aduma. Uma Para Aduma. A Para. She'ein hashanim poslos ba. There's no problem of age by a Para Aduma. By an Egla Rufa, there is. So by a Para Aduma, there's no age problem. There's no age limit. It has to be a Para. That's what Rashi explains. But otherwise, it's not called a para. Right? First, it starts off as an egel, then it turns into a para. Once it's a para, there's no upper. It could be 20 years old. It could be 5 years old. No difference. An egel, once it's not, an egel has to be less than a year old. Even though when it's older than a year old, it's still called an egel. That's the rule. So ma para she'ein hashana poslos ba. Hashana doesn't pasel because of years. Mum posel ba. A para aduma can have a mum. So egla sheshanim posel ba. So an egel, which years is a problem, ain't a dinshi a mum posel ba. Shouldn't a mum also be a problem? Classic kal v'chomer. Mum should be a problem by egel. How come it's not? So the Gemara says, shani hasam, we can't learn the kal v'chomer. You know why? Because there's a special word by para aduma which limits it to only para aduma. You know what the word is? The word is ba. Shiny hasam. It's different by paraduma. The amar kra asher ein ba mum. There's no mum in paraduma. Mum ba. I'm sorry. Ein asher ein ba mum. Ba mum posel. If there's a mum in paraduma, it's no good. The ein mum posel be egla. But if there's a mum in egel, not a problem. Yes, me logic, I would make such a kalvachomer. But I have a limiting word by paraduma that teaches me, no, don't make that kalvachomer. Now the Gemara says, El Meata, but if that's true, Lo Yehei Shara Avodos Posel Ezba, then other Avoda should not pasel a Para Aduma. We are going to have a Gzeira Shava from Para Aduma to Egla Arufa, because Para Aduma says that Lo'a Aleha Ol, it did not have a yoke. It's not allowed to have a yoke. It's not allowed to ever have done Avoda Para Aduma. We're going to bring a Gzeira Shava from Egla Arufa to include other types of Avoda. Not just a yoke. What about other work? Without a yoke. How do you know that's Usser? We're going to have a Gzeira Shava, Egla Arufa, Paraduma. So now the Gemara says, but if we are limiting Paraduma, how could you have such a Kavachoma? I'm sorry, how could you have such a Gzeira Shava? Again,
Elamayata, lo yehi shar avodos, parcelas ba. The other avodas, besides a yoke, which we're going to learn from Xavier Shah from Egla Rufa, should not pasel a paraduma. Alama Amar Bihuda Barav, why did Bihuda Barav say, hiniach aleha uda shal sakin, if you put on it some kind of cloth, some kind of other work thing, not a yoke, pesula. It's pasel for it'll pasel a paraduma. It's pure red, it's so rare. Oh, but once somebody wants to put something on top of its neck, that's it. How do I know that? And ube egla, but by an egel, by an egla rufa, it's ad shetim shoch. I have to actually move. More has to be drawn. I have to move a little bit. The Gemara is going to ask, how can you make a gzeir shoch from one to the other and then have a different rule? The Gemara is going to ask that in a second. So the question is, if we don't want to learn a gzeir shoch about a kal v'chomer about mum, because of the word ba, why do we have a gzeir shava about work? So the Gemara says, shiny para. Para is different. The alfinon ol me'egla. Because we have a gzeir shava. So it's okay to have a gzeir shava, even though we will not learn the kal v'chomer. So the Gemara says, egla nami tasi ol me'para. So the egel should also have a gzeir shava. We also have a gzeir shava ol mipara. And you know what? If we have a gzeir shava, that the Gemara's question now is we should have a gzeir shava to make the mums the same. And therefore, egla rufa should be usher for any mum, just like paraduma is. Right? We started out with a kal v'chomer. Now we said, okay, fine, kal v'chomer we can't have. Why? It says the word ba. So what about a gzeir shava? So the Gemara answers, same answer. Tasi ol ol mipara, hari rachmana ba. No, we can't do that either. Why? Because the word ba limits the mums only to paraduma. So the Gemara says, the egla nami ksiv ba, but the egla also says ba. It says ba by egla rufa also. Right? Where does it say that? It says, v'haya ira krov el hachalal, v'lachu zikna ir eglas bakar shal uvat ba. Didn't do any work. It's more inclusive than just ol. It's all work. So the Gemara says, "Ha'homi ba'alei lemute kachim." That ba comes to exclude kachim. What do you mean? Delo pasla b'hu avoda. There's no such din that kachim, a carbon, cannot the animal could not have done work. There's no such din. That din only by paradum and egla rufa. The guy wants to make an ola, so he's got one of his herd that he used to plow. It's okay. There's no such din. I would have thought there was. So I would have thought lazy kal v'chomer me'egla, which would be a kal v'chomer from egel. From Egla Rufa. Ma Egla, she ain't mum posel ba. Where Egel doesn't have a mum, it's okay. If it has a mum, it's okay. So, but avoda posel as ba. But avoda's no good. So then, kajim she mum posel as ba. Hen. So kajim, where a mum is a problem, ain't a din she avoda posel as ba. Hen. So shouldn't avoda also be a problem? It's a pure kavachomer. So therefore, I have a pasuk. Ba means no. There's no such din that a kachin can't have a mum, can't have ever work. There's no such rule. Ikel mifrach. But wait a minute, I can ask you a question on this kal v'chomer. Ma le'egla shekein shonim posel es ba. What about an egel where years is a problem? So the Gemara says, wait a minute. What kind of question is that? Atu kachin mi leket depasli bushanim. Aren't there some karbanos which also have age limits? There are. Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach can't be too old. Rashi says more. What else? The Chatos. Rashi says Karban Pesach and Chatos have age limits. So the Gemara says, yeah, you're right. Ki yistrich kra lahanach kachim depasel b'hushanim. Right, I need a pasuk for those karbanos that also have an age limit. The kachim delo pasel hu b'avoda. Oh, fine. So you're right. You tried to give me a pircha on the kal v'chomer. It's not a pircha. You know why? Because there are karbanos that also have age limits. So it's a rock solid. I would have thought from a kal v'chomer that kachim, all karbanos, can never have been worked. Kamash Malan, it says ba. So the Gemara says, the kachim del apostle ba avod de mehachan afka. That's how you know that kachim can have worked. It's okay. That's not how you know it. Mehasan nafka. It's learned that from the following. Parshas Emor. It says, Veres, O Shavur, if it's some kind of, all these are mums. Averes, or Shavar, or Chorot, or Yabelis, or Garif, or Yalefes, lo tzakrivu eilu Hashem. Now to bring those to Hashem. So what do you see from here? Eile yetamakriv. You can't bring those. Avla tamakriv kachav shedev ben avoda. But I can bring avoda. I can bring an animal that I once wore. That's okay. That's not in the pasuk. That's not a disqualifying feature of a carbon. It's a disqualifying feature of egla rufa. So the Gemara says, no, I would have thought istrak. I still need the pasuk by egla rufa. You know why? I would have thought hanim ilahecha da avod behen avodas heter. That's only true if the animal did a heter. He did work that's mutter work. Aval avodas iser. What if it did usher work? Like Rashi does on Shabbos. Or Rashi says, Klayim, Shemitah, all these issers. That's Ema Lesteru. I would have thought, now I can't bring it. I can bring this as a carbon. I did work on Shabbos with my animal. I can bring an animal to Hashem? The answer is yes, you can bring it to Hashem. You didn't have, okay, so you didn't have Eros. That doesn't mean you can't bring the carbon. Sricha, that's why I need the Pasuk by Egla Rufa. Even though you did work with the Isser, it's still good for a carbon. Is it good for Egla Rufa? Absolutely not. Egla Rufa can never have worked. The Gemara says, wait a minute, I still have a different pasuk to teach me that a carbon is allowed to have worked. Because it says, two psukim later there in Emor, umiyad benecha lo sakrivu es lechem elokechem, we call eile. Eile yet tamakriv. Aval tamakriv kachiv shereh behen avoda. So the Gemara says, no, istrich, I still need it. I would have thought, hani mi lihecha da avid behen kishen chulim. That's all good, that you could use an animal that had worked when it worked before it became Kodesh, before you set it aside. Aval, avad behen, kishen kachim. But once it became Kodesh already, I already designated it as a carbon shlamim. Ema, list through. Maybe now it should become usher. I can't work an animal once I machdash it. The answer is you can. It's richa. And that's what the pasuk of Egla Rufa tells me. But only that can never have worked. But a carbon can, yes, have worked. Now, Gufo, we just said, Amar Yehuda Marav, Hiniach Aleha Uda Shal Sakin, Pesula. If you put on some kind of material on the animal, now that's considered worked. That's by a paraduma. Uba Egla, but by an Egel, Adja Timshach. Until you have to do more work. The work is more. So, wait a minute, but what kind of Kalvachomer? Don't we have a rule that by Kalvachomer, whatever you learn from one, you learn from the other? So we have a Kalvachomer between, not a Kalvachomer, sorry, Zereshava. We have a Zereshava from Paradum, to Egla Rufa. That what? That they both have to be the same. That they both could never have worked. Then why are the standards different? By Paradum, it's anything. And by Egel, it's a little more. It's not going to have different standards. It's a Zereshava. So the Gemara says, Meshvei, all, it says all. That's all by Paradum. Eli Ella all. Shai Avodos Minayin. What about other avodas? Amal de kavachom. We have a kavachom. Ma egla she'ein mum posel ba. By an egla, you're not going to have a mum. Shara avodas posel as ba, but other work posel passes it. So para, a para, she'mum posel ba, that mum is no good. Ein adin she'shara avodas posel as ba. So wouldn't other avodas also be no good? The yamnaf shechalomar, and if you want to say, nemar kan ol, v'nemar mahalan ol, ma lahalan shara avodas posel as ba, af kan shara avodas posel as. That's a braitha. So the Gemara says, "My imnaf shechaloma." What's the second? And if you want to say, what's wrong with the first part? So the Gemara says, "V'chitema ikalamifra." But I have a kasha on this kavachomer. I could have a kasha. Mal egla shekin shonim poselizba. But egla has another problem. What's egla's problem? It has an angel in it. Inami or kachim yochifu. Or have a problem, kachim will prove this is not a good kavachomer. You know why? Mishum sheposel behen. Because it passels, because shemum posel ben vein avoda poselas behen, mum passels but avoda doesn't. Therefore, I have now xerishava. Nemar kan all, v'nemar lahalan all. Have xerishava. Ma lahalan shara avodos, afkan shara avodos. Fine. Now's the question. Umimakam shebasa, but then it should be the same standard. Ma lahalan achetimshach, afkan achetimshach. It should be the same standard. So the Gemara says, you know what? Tanoihi. It's a machlokas tanoim. The whole thing is a machlokas tanoim. The ikka demaisi law be egla. Some hold that the reason the makar for not working any work by a paraduma is from egel. The ikka demaisi law migufa de para. And some learn it from para itself. So if you learn it from egla rufa, it's going to have the same standard. But if you learn it from para itself, it can have its own standard. How do you learn it from para itself? The tanya. All. It says by paraduma you can't have an ol.
Ein li ela ol. Shara avodos minayin. How do I know other avodos? Talmud lomar asher lo oleha ol mikol makom. No matter what. Im kain ma talmud lomar ol. So I want to say ol. All work is usher. Why do I say all? So the Gemara says, all posels bein b'shatz avoda, bein b'shol b'shatz avoda. No, because an all will posel, even if you put it on just to take pictures of it. I'm not working it at all. I just want to see how it looks. I'm trying it out on the other animals. Not my paraduma. Once you put that all on the paraduma, you posel it. I didn't do work. It doesn't make a difference. But, shara vodos, other things, ein posels el b'shatz avoda. If you happen to walk by and you're wearing a scarf and your scarf falls off and it falls on top of the paraduma, that's not going to potle it. That's shalom b'shas avoda. That's what all is mentioned and not anything else. Because all is different halacha. The ema asher lo aleha, or the ema, how about this? Very difficult over here. The ema, let's say as follows. Asher lo aleha ol klal. That's a klal. It's a general statement. Asher lo aleha is a klal. All is a prat. So what do we have now? We have klal prat. We have a klal and a prat. Ein b'chal and asher a prat. So then we have the prat on itself. All in midyachmin alo. Only all, nothing else. So the Gemara says, asher ribuyuhu. No, the word asher is a ribuy. What's going on here? The pasuk says, you should take for yourself a paraduma. Asher ein ba mum, asher lo ala aleha ol. It's very difficult. Why on earth should the words asher lo ala aleha be a klal? Those words don't mean anything in isolation. They don't mean anything in isolation. It says lo ala aleha. Don't put on it. Don't put on a what? The next word says ol. So the Gemara is suggesting the three words lo ala aleha is a klal, and the ol is a prat. Ein b'chal v'mashav a prat. It should only be an ol. So says the Gemara, no, because the word before that is asher. That lo ala aleha ol. So it's not a klal, prat, klal. How is that a klal even? It is a prat. The word ol is a prat. It only says ol. It doesn't. Most klal, prat, klals say all the following is no good. Right? And then it says, and this, and this, and this, and this, and this. So you have a cloud, then you have prats.
Maybe Aleha is a prat.
What? Aleha is not a plat. Aleha is part of the cloud. Very difficult. So first of all, the Malbim says, if the rule of cloud prat means that whatever all we care about is the prat, why would the Torah write the cloud altogether? Cloud is superfluous now. If we have a rule of cloud prat. We don't have one here. But if we did, it's superfluous. So the Malbim says, well, there could be other reasons why the Torah put the klal in there to exclude other limudim. No, it's not a maramatinu, it's not a tada shava, it's not a zera shava. There could be other reasons why the Torah would have put the klal in there. That's a very difficult klal prat. Now, we lost the art anyway of, even the Amoraim lost the art of darshan and klal prat. So this is a very difficult suggestion. How could this be a klal? The prat it is. How is that a klal? Very difficult suggestion. How does the asher change it? Also difficult. The word asher means that. That, so somehow that's changing it. It's very difficult. We lost the art of darshaning. Right? Sometimes, like today's daf. We lost this art. We don't understand it. We're reading the words, but reading it, we lost the art. So we lost the art of klal prat. Rav Shechter said that even Amoraim lost it already. At some point, they already lost the art of, or the mesorah of darshan and klal and prat, because it seems to be very arbitrary. So we have to just move on and accept it for what it is. Fine. V'tanya nami gabi egla kihai gavne. Same thing by egla. Ol ainli ella ol. I only know that ol is an ol. Shar avodus minayin. How do I know other avodus? So tam alone by egla it says hashalo ubad ba. No matter how you're going to work it. MK, matam alom or all. So why does it say all if it's all work? So the Gemara says the same answer. All posel, be'bashas avoda, be'chlo b'shas avoda, shar avodos, ein posel, ela b'shas avoda. All will pass on no matter what you do. You put it on for no reason. The other avoda only if you put it on for avoda purposes. The aim ashalu ubad ba klal. Maybe ashalu ubad ba klal. All is a prat. That makes sense. All ashalu ubad ba, no work with an all. So you have a klal, a general rule. Then you have a prat. Only the all. Prat klal. All is a prat. You have a klal or prat. In bchal or mashir prat. All in midech min alo. Only an all. Nothing else. So the Gemara says, Asher Ribuyahu. The word Asher there in that Pasuk by Egla Rufa is a Ribuy, not to learn the Klal Prat. Okay. Amr Biavo. Bami name Rabbi Yochanan, the following question. Mashichas al Bekama. So how long, how much you have to pull the ox with it, or the Egla? How much work constitutes work? So the Gemara says, Amalei Kimalei Ol. The distance of an Ol. The length of an Ol. The Yibayelahu, L'archo L'rachbo. Widthwise or lengthwise? Which would write the difference? It's not a square. So which one is it? So Amr Lahu, Hahu Merabanan, Rav Yaakov Shmei. Rav Yaakov said, L'udim Farshali Minei Rav Yochanan, Mashichas Ol, L'rachbo Tefach. Withwise, it's one Tefach. So V'lema Tefach. So why didn't he just say Tefach? Why did he say withwise a Tefach? Why didn't he just say a Tefach? So HaKamash Malan, Shiur De Ol Tefach Have. That a Tefach, Ol is a Tefach long. L'may Nafkamina, who cares? L'nakach HaMemkar. So you walk into a store and you want to buy an ol, and it's not a tefach big, you can claim it's a megachtos. He cheated me out of an ol. Right? It should be at least a tefach big, tefach wide.
It goes on its own.
So that's not a voda. It's not a lot of graze. With the issue, the ol doesn't happen by itself, so you put it on. That's probably a voda, yeah. Amr B'yochan ben Shal, Ibnema Amr Torah hevi egla b'nachal. Why does the Torah say to bring an egla in the nachal? Why? What's the reason for that? So we have our reasons, but here's the Gemara. Amr Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yavi Dover Shal Asa Peros. Let's bring something that never produced Peros yet, never worked, never had children. V'yaro v'makom she'en Asa Peros, and will break its neck in a place where there's no Peros. It's a desolate place. And it'll be mechaper for somebody who didn't have a chance to leave over peros. My peros. What does peros mean? If it means children, mamish, elamayata, zakin, v'sris, hachanamadol, orphan. So if the victim was a zakin, an old man, or a sris, can't have children, we're not going to do egla rufa. No. Ella, you know what it means, mitzvos. You took a guy's life short. Cut a guy's life short. You took away his chance to do more mitzvos. That's his fruit. That's his peros. That's a very nice. It doesn't explain all the pratim of egla rufa. So that's a chok. I don't know if we have a reason for that. Maybe there's some reasons out there. But this is the Gemara's general reason for the general idea, and all the pratim are all chok. Next, umoda dinosa el nachal esan. Osa esan kimashmo kasha. Esan means a hard place. Tana rabbanan menayel esan shehu kasha. How do you know that? Shehu shenamar, like it says. Esan Moshavecha Visham Vsim Selah Konecha. So you see, Esan is like a selah, like hard. For Omer, it also says, Shimuhar Mitzvah Hashem, for Esanam Mosti Eretz, Acher Omer, others say, Manayan Le Esan Shehu Yashan, how you know it's an old place? Meaning, you can't bring different dirt from another area that's not always been here. Shenemar Goy Esan, Hu Goy Me Olam Hu. Fine. V'arpin Osa, Bakupitz Miachareha, my timer. Why? How do you know you hit it in the back? Gomar arifa mechatas ha'of. Make a gzereshav mechatas ha'of. Chatas ha'of was killed in the back of the neck. So too an egla ruf was killed in the back of the neck. The umakoma aser lizro umilavad. The spot where it happens is aser to plant and to sow and to seed. Tanu rabbanan asher lo. The pasuk says asher lo ye'aved bo. Asher lo ye'aved bo v'lo yizarei'a. Lishe Avar, meaning it never could have had a plate. It never could have been a spot that they worked with. Mm-hmm. Never could have been. Div Reb Yoshia, Reb Yonatan Amar no lahaba. It's future. Rava Amar lahaba de kol yamal lo plugi. Everybody agrees that in the future you can never work this area. Dichsev, because it says lo yizareya in the future tense. Ki plugi. What's the machlok? As lishe Avar. What about? Could it have been a place that they planted once, or had to have been never? That's the machlokas. Rabbi Yoshiya Savar Miksiv Lo Yuvad doesn't say that. Rabbi Yonasan Miksiv Asher Lo Nevad doesn't say that. Rabbi Yoshiya Asher L'Shaavar Mashma he said that it's Mashah the past. Rabbi Yonasan Asher Ribuyu he says no Asher is an extra word it's not Mashah the past and that's the Machlokas. But you can comb flax there, you can chisel stones there, you're allowed to read a book there. You can do non-agricultural things there.
Tanarabon, how do you know that? It says, Ashaloyubat Bavalo Yisarea, Ein Liel Zriya.
I only know I can't plant.
Sharvodus Minayan. Other things, how do I know? Talmud Lomar, Ashaloyubat, but Mikol Makum, I'll have to do work. Im Kain, Ma Talmud Lomar Velo Yisarea.
So then why does it single out Lo Yisarea? They can't do any work. Just like planting happens to the goof of the land, so too, anything about the goof of the land. That excludes the combing flax. Not flax that grew there, it's flax from my backyard. Or vinikar avada, or chiseling stone from my backyard. It has nothing to do with the land. I'm just happens to be. I'm doing it here. The emar shall yuvet ba klal. Maybe the words will yuvet ba the klal. But lo yizareh a prat, and lo yizareh is a prat. I can't do any work, and I can't plant. To klal is a general statement followed by a prat, a particular statement.
So it's klal a prat. Ein ba klal or mashe ba prat. Zriya in midiachwini lo.
So then, if that were true, the only thing that would be usher is planting.
So the Gemara says again, asher ribu yehu.
The word asher somehow says, don't learn klal prat. Don't have that rule.
Ziknei ha'ir rochetz in yideyen. Tana rabbanan. V'chol ziknei ha'ir ha'hi ha'krov me'la halal yirchetzu esedeyem el ha'egla ha'rufa b'nachal she'ain tamad lomar ha'rufa. The word ha'rufa here is extra. U'ma tamad lomar ha'rufa. We just said that we did an ha'rufa. We just said we broke the neck. Al mokom arifaso shel egla. It's on the spot. V'amru yadenu lo shafchu et hadam ha'hu hazeh. We didn't spill this blood. Ve'enenu lo ra'inu, and our eyes didn't see. V'chiyal libenu also shebez et shofkin hadamim.
Well, we thought the bez is a bunch of murderers. That, what are they saying that for?
Ela loba liduno upatrenuhu.
No, he didn't come by us and we let him go without giving him food.
V'lo mazonos. V'lo ri'inuhu, we didn't see him. V'hanichnuhu b'lo levia.
And we didn't let him go without escorting.
Here we go.
Okay, that's basically the end of the drushes. Now we get to Magadata, interesting things.
What's the answer for that? You're allowed to plant today in Eretz Yisrael. How do you know?
The Mefarshim talk about the answer. I don't remember what the answer was. And not only that, the question gets stronger because you have a question of every spot is kavua. So it's a mechzal mechza. So we don't even have rov. You can't even say, well, the rov of Eretz Yisrael was not Egla Rufus. Right? How many times did it happen in history? And if it happened, how big is the spot? A few amos. Dala, how big is the spot where it happened? So the whole Eretz Yisrael is going to become usher out of that safek. The answer is yes, because it's kavua. It happened in a specific spot. And we have a rule where for something it's kavua, it's mechzal mechza. So it's 50-50. So there is no rov. So how could you plant? Right? If we have time, I'll look it up in the back. But I don't think we're going to have time, because we're not even halfway done on the base.
But if,
what? It's not a question of tov. It's a gzeres akasav. You're not allowed to plant ever again in this land. So how can we plant bisman hazeh? Isn't it a suffix? Something deraisa? So we have there are answers. Don't worry. Don't you're allowed to eat the don't you have to be machmer? Don't worry. It's fine. We'll have to get the answer. That's only by tumah. It's only by tumah that rule. Right. It's a special. It's nothing to do with tumah. It's a special rule. Right. Okay. Here we go. Tanya, Hayy Rameir Omer, Kofin Lilavia. We force people to do the mitzvah of escorting. Why? Sheschar halavia ain lo shir. There's no limit to the amount of schar you get. Shenamar, because it says in the first parak of Sefer Shoftim that the Bnei Yosef found this guy, and v'yiru hashomrim ish yotze min ha'ir, and they saw this guy Kanani coming out of the city. V'yomru lo, and they told him, Heranu no es mavo ha'ir. Where's the entrance to the city that we're going to capture the city? How do you get into that city? They were trying to capture it. The asinu imcha chesed, and do a chesed. We'll do a chesed for you. Uksivin, it says, v'yirum es mavo ha'ir, and they showed him the entrance to the city. He showed them, and then they went and they captured it. Uma ha'chesed asu imo. What's the chesed they did to him? Shekal osa ha'ir hagul ficharef. That whole city was wiped out. V'osa ha'ish umishpachto shalchu. That guy, they let him live. They let him live. He went to the land of Chitim, even Ir, and he built a city, and it's called Luz. He Shma Adiomazer. That's the name of that city till this very day. Tanya, Hayaluz, Shetzovim Bat Treles. That's the Luz where they used to dye the Treles. He Luz, it's the same city, just somebody told the Radziner that based on this Gemara right here, you're not allowed to wear Tcheles because we don't know where Luz is. And the Gemara says that in Luz, they used to make Tcheles. We don't know where that is today. In fact, you make Tcheles wherever you want, in some factories. It's not, we don't know Luz. So the Radziner said, it's in his Sefer, in Psil Tcheles, I saw last time in the Red Shul, he wrote three Svarim, the Radziner, all in Tcheles, to have it now in one volume. So he has a reason why this is not a reason, which we'll say in 2 minutes, we just have to get to the punchline here. So, this is the same city, Shabbasan Cherev, that Sancherev came, below Bilbala. He didn't mix up that city, right? But Sancherev mixed up the whole world. That's why the 10 tribes were lost. But Luz he left alone. Nebuchadnezzar came, below Chachweva, he didn't destroy that city. Even the Malach HaMavis can't go into that city. You can live as long as you want in that city, forever. The Ela Zekanim Shabbat, but the Zekanim in that city, Bisman Shadaitan Katza, Alehin, when they've had enough of life, Yotzin, they go out, Chutz L'chome, outside the wall, Behain Mesim, and they die. We'll speak about that in a minute. Palo Dvarim Kalvachomer, but isn't it a Kalvachomer? Uma Kanani Zeh, this Goy, this Kanani, Shalom Diber Bepiv. He didn't even speak. All he did was, we're going to see, all he did was show them where the entrance is. V'lo halach biraglav, he didn't even accompany them on his feet. Garm hatzala lo ulzharatzov kaladoros, he was given unbelievable things. A city where no one ever dies? That's amazing. Misha asol levia biraglav, so if you actually go ahead and escort somebody out of the house, alach has kama v'kama. Right? So, Bameh Haralahem, how did he show them? He didn't speak, how did he show them? Sechizkiya Omar Bepiv Akum Lahem. Somehow with his mouth he motioned. And Rabbi Yochanan Omar Be'etzpa Haralahem. Tani Kabatej Rabbi Yochanan, Shebeshiva Kanani Zeh, Hara Be'etzpa. But he showed him with his finger, Garam Hatzalah Lo, Zara Tov Kal Doros. He was merited unbelievable. Unbelievable. So the Radziner said, it can't be that this is the only spot in the world that you can do, that you can make Tcheles. Because if that's true, the Tcheles was one of the schars. It was Tcheles, it was long life, the Vuchadetha didn't come in, Tacheres didn't come in. So then we had to have Tcheles earlier in history. Had to have Tcheles in the Mishkan. Obviously, this can't be the only spot in the whole world that you can make Tcheles. And he basically did away with those people that told him that issue. Makes sense. Okay, that's one issue. Second question is, how can they leave the Kanani alive? Isn't there Los Achaya Kol Neshama? How can they leave him alive? So we asked this question by Rachav. How they can leave Rachav alive. So then we answered, we can't give the answer we're going to give now. Then we answered that didn't kick in until the war began. And Rachav was before the war. They told him beforehand, by the way, we're going to save you. Maybe she wasn't one of the no one assumes that here. It says a Kanani. He's called a Kanani. So Rachav, we said, maybe she wasn't from the Seven Islands, she just lived there. Or we said, but it doesn't kick in until the war begins. Here the war already began, it's Pasha Shoftim. It's a safer Shoftim, it's after Yoshua. So Tosfos says somewhere that it was a harasha. Hashem told them leave this guy alive. Rabbi Yosher says they told him we're going to do a chesed with you. They told him straight out. So now what? Now they're going to kill him? What a chil Hashem that's going to be? I don't know. He says, but once they made that deal, that's a taina. But that's not a. So he's saying that making that deal was an avera because it went against the tzachayak on the neshama. Right, I hear you. They're doing a chesed. Right, so how can they make that deal? So Tosfos says it was harasha. There's no, I don't have any other answer. Now, how could you ever leave Luz then? How could you ever walk out? What? It's suicide. Right, you're walking out, you're going to die. How could you ever walk out? What? What do you mean? I stay here, I live forever. I go there, I die. How can I go there? So, what? Yeah, you're putting yourself in a vadai of death because nobody lives forever. As far as we know, nobody does. What? It was a magical. It was a special place. So how could you ever walk out if you're not in there? Maybe it only worked on the inhabitants. How could you ever go out? So some say I forgot who says it. But you wouldn't die right away. Well, what happened to you is you'd become like a regular person. So then it wouldn't happen the second you walked out, even if you were 500 years old. It would take its natural course. So for that, but this might be the same answer. The Ramah says in Hilchas Bikur Cholim, Simon Shin Lamed Tet Sif Aleph, someone's a gosei, someone's on his deathbed, You're not allowed to do one thing. You're not allowed to do anything to make the person die faster. You can't even, he says, he can't even take away his pillow. So that's going to make it a few minutes earlier. However, he says, Aval, im yesh sham davar shegoreim ikuv yitziyas hanefesh. If there's something that's preventing the kigon, sheyesh samach la'osa bayis, next door, there's a kol dofek, kigon chotev etim, a guy's chopping wood next door. Oh, sheyesh melach al lashono, or there's salt on his tongue. The elu ha'akvim yitziyas hanefesh. And that's just preventing the person from passing on, then mutter lahasiro misham. You can take away that preventing. Why? Misham de ein zem maisa klal. That's not a maisa of killing. Ella shemaser hamoneya. All you're doing is removing the moneya. When you apply this, if the big shoulders for this, therefore it's mutter. So they say the same thing. All you're doing, what if you're in laws, you live forever. By leaving, all you're doing is removing the moneya. And that's mutter, according to the Rambam. Yeah? It's circular logic. Right? You're not saying anything. It's the same thing. What's the difference between stopping the guy from chopping wood? He enjoys that, right? It keeps calming. So what's the difference between that and removing the pillow? The pillow you can't remove. Because your mice is hastening the death. Here, what are you doing? You're telling the guy to stop chopping wood. Alright, it's also going to hasten the death. Yeah, but that's called a moneya. And all you're doing is removing the moneya. Same thing over here. By leaving Luz, all you're doing is removing the Monea. Does that make sense? No? What? No, we're using the Ramos principle about removing the Monea.
Is it in real life?
Yeah, in real life. Is there a big difference between stopping the guy from chopping wood and taking away the pillow? What? Right, it's hard to define. It's very difficult. Very difficult. But in London, maybe we can have an answer. Maybe by Lewis, at least by Lewis, it could be an answer. All
right. It's not the right way to force him to die. It's right. How's the right way to force the guy to be in the office? So the thing is praiseworthy.
So by the way, the Rambam says that the Rambam quotes the halacha. The Torah does not. There's no, that if you look at Shulchan Aruch, you will not find the din about being malava people. Today, we're very machmir. We always try to escort somebody. Why? Because we just said why. Right? The guy did one half the act of malava. Look what he got. The schar is tremendous. But we'll see one more minute before we talk about it. We're not going to have time. Amir Yeshua ben Levi. Hamahalech b'derech v'ein lo levaya. If you're going on the road and you have nobody to accompany you, yaslek b'torah, so learn Torah. That'll be your company. Shenemar ki levi eschem ham l'roshecha v'anakim l'gargo asecha. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, b'shvilavah p'siyos shalava m'paro l'avraham. For the four steps that Paro took to escort Avraham, right? Shenemar v'itavel of Paro anashim, and the minimum number of amos that you could go is four. So that's why we say it's only four. Nishtavid b'ban of Habar me'oshana. Because of that, he was zocha to have us for 400 years. Now, obviously, the reasons why we went there were much greater than this, much deeper than this. But some say maybe that's why I went to Mitzrayim, not somewhere else.
They weren't slaves
before. I understand. That could just be lingo. Right, it's 400 years. It wasn't 400, but that's what we say. The Pasuk says it. Right, the Pasuk says it. For 400 years. For 400 years. Okay. No, it says that you'll be a slave. Right. I just think it's the vernacular. The way we speak, we say 400 years, even though it's not really true. Yeah, right here. 400 years. There'll be no harm will come to him. Ravina elavud l'avav bar Yitzchak dalad amos beir matzal liyadei hezeka v'istal. He was going to be in danger, but he was saved. Tana rabban and Rav l'talmid ad ibur shalir. Rav's escorting his talmud till the end of the city. Chaver l'chaver, friend to friend, chaver, talmud chacham to talmud chacham ad chum Shabbos, 2,000 amos. Talmud l'rav ain lo shir. That's no shir. The kama, so it would be no shir. You got to walk to the end of the earth. Amar Sheshet ad parsa, a parsa, v'lamar and el rabo she'en a muvok. That's only your rab was not a rab muvok. Avo rabo muvok, shlosha parsa, three parsa. Rav Kahana, aliva, lor v'sini bar ashi, mipum nahara ad beit sinise. He did all that. The bavel. Kimat to hasam, when he got there, amalei, vade dam risu hani sinise, the bavel, mishnei adam arishon. These palm trees here are certainly as old as adam arishon. It's new. Amalei, the kar milsa, you reminded me of a vart. Amar Rav Yossi, bar chanina, my dechsev, eretz la'ovar, bo ish, v'lo yeshev adam sham. No one lived here, and no man was here. If no one was here, how can anyone be here?
It's redundant. So the Gemara says, Eret, Ella, Eret, Shigazar, Ole, Adam, Rishon, Leosher, Ethnis, Yashva. If Adam Rishon said, we should live here, we live here. Ain, Eret, Shalo, Gazar, Ole, Adam, Rishon, Lonis, Yashva. Then if Adam didn't say it, it didn't happen. Rav Mordechai, Levela, Rav Ashi, Mehagrunya, Adbe, Kipi, Armula, Adbe, Duri. Fine. We can stop here because now we're getting to a new thing with Elisha. It's going to go way on to Amud Aleph. So just in 30 seconds, again, the Rambam brings it down. The Rambam says that mitzvah haseh shel divrehem levakachol lenichavavel lohoti ameitach matzakal lelavos achirim, and then he says it's called dvarim. What does he say? He says over here the elohim gimilch chasadim shebagufo sheelohem shir, and then he says that harehin bechal v'yahachlo recha kamocha. So he starts off by saying mitzvah haseh shel divrehem. It's mitzvah darabana, and then it says it's part of Yahatzah Echa Kamocha, which is mashmat to daraita. Anyway, it's not in the Shulchan Aruch, it's not in the tour. Halacha, we don't pass. It's not there. Why not? Some say it only applied in dangerous times. Some say the Chavetz Chaim says in Avas Chesed it only applied to give the guy shouldn't be lost as you're leaving. Tell him where to go. We try to. Some say that the guests nowadays are mochel. So we try at least we don't do 2,000 amos or parsa or whatever. We try to do the dalar amos. Have a key above this din. It's a very lovely thing to do. Hard to be against it. What?
It's a mitzvah on.
It's on the host. It's a host to escort the guest. Why? So he said it was dangerous, or he didn't know where to go. He was going to get lost. So for all these reasons, it's a mitzvah. It's a very nice idea. Like I said, it's not part of the halacha, but it's something that we try to do. And we have a bunch of different reasons why it was not part of the halacha. Okay, tomorrow we will continue, and everyone have a good day.